Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Time to talk Colton Wildcat football. The Cats remain undefeated and heading into the postseason this week. Colton coming off a 54-0 victory against Jeff West, and a lot of good things obviously happened in this game, Coach. You were able to get out to the quick lead, pretty much put it away early, leading 40-0 at halftime, and got a lot of guys involved in the second half. But what did you like that you saw from your team and the way they started and played well, especially early on against Jeff West last week?
Well, I thought we made a lot of strides defensively. We were not real satisfied with giving up 20 first downs against Rock Creek, and probably should have given up half of that had we tackled better and played a little more aggressively in the secondary and rushed the passer a little better. So I thought we made a lot of strides and really did some nice things on defense. And then I was pleased in offense. We scored in every phase of the game.
No doubt. You had four touchdown passes. Probably been a while since you remember a game with four touchdown passes, but you had a chance to work on some things near the goal line. Matt Lears to Jake Zeller for three different touchdowns. What were, I guess, the thoughts and being able to work on that and being able to show that, I guess, to have it with some confidence moving forward, right?
Well, it really takes us, two-thirds of the season to get everything in offensively that we want to do, and we're starting to polish the different things we do and try to execute at a higher level. And we have more confidence in our inside run game, so we've expanded our perimeter option and passing game a little bit.
12 different ball carriers, as mentioned. A lot of different guys had a chance to play and clear your bench in the second half, but you had to be pretty happy to at least see the shutout stay intact with the younger guys out there and making some plays when they had to. Do you feel like they've come along as you would have hoped or expected maybe this season?
Yeah, we mentioned the other night that we thought some of our second-tier guys and guys that maybe aren't going to play varsity much, but they're starting to compete with the varsity and making some strides and heading toward next season, and that's kind of what they'll be working on in the playoffs is who are they going to be next season.
I wanted to ask you about your secondary as well. Three more interceptions. You've really piled up the takeaways and especially the interceptions. Just seems like your secondary has a ton of confidence and really flying to the football right now. Have they obviously taken their game to a new level, and what do those turnovers mean for the team?
Well, we're a tough team to play if you're going to turn the ball over. We can get the ball and run 5 or 6 minutes off the clock and keep the ball out of your hands. So if people are going to take those kind of risks in the spread passing game, we should certainly have to turn the ball over a little bit and force them into bad situations. And that we really have played more aggressively and having a lot more confidence and understanding in what we're trying to do. And from all that comes the aggression.
As mentioned, heading into the playoffs undefeated, but it's a one-game season from here on out. When to advance, we'll talk about Santa Fe Trail, Holton's Week 9 opponent, right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats start the playoffs here on Thursday night against Santa Fe Trail, so kind of a quick week, Coach. I know the JV had a game Monday. You've had some weather and continue to battle some sickness and such through the program as well. How challenging of a week has it been to try to get strapped on and start the playoffs here on Thursday night?
Well, I think it's been challenging for much of the second half of the season. We've had a lot of illness and, dealing with quarantines and some of the things that we have to deal with. I think it seems like we're always missing a different guy every day. And luckily, we're a deep team, and we kind of work around that. But, you get better from practice and playing, and it has been a challenge on that. It's going to be a short week this week. The rain and the wet field can be an equalizer. They're a young football team, so we're concerned about that kind of equalizing the game. So all we can do is do our best and play through the conditions.
A little bit more, I guess, sense of urgency, or, you talk about your team getting better and working on things each week over the course of the season, but now that it's the playoffs and it's a one-game season each week, what do you expect to kind of change, and what do you try to get your kids, I guess, to understand and do at this point now moving forward?
Well, I'd have to say the last couple of home games, it would have been really easy for us to go out and relax and feel like everything was going to take care of itself, and I think we've started those games off well the last few weeks, so I would anticipate we'll do that this week, and I think that's important for us to get a quick start.
So has this team progressed? I mean, are they where you hoped or anticipated they would be going into the playoffs? I mean, do you have as many things in as you want and feel like you're confident in a lot of different aspects of the game like you'd hope to be going into the postseason?
Well, I think, as a team itself and our leadership, we're a much different team than when we started the season. I think fundamentally we're a much better team, and I think our offense and defense are both executing at a higher pace and a faster level, and I think we are a much better team than we were quite a few weeks ago, but we also understand it's important that you continue that process in the playoffs.
Final thought, you talked about playing in the telephone booth this week, obviously facing a similar run-oriented team, but one that likes to have it in the box. You've seen a lot of the spread, but now kind of back stopping the run game. What are kind of the keys against Santa Fe Trail, and how much of an advantage can your line have in a matchup like this year?
Well, you got to be careful with Trail. You know, the wing T can be a finesse offense, and they really treat it as a finesse offense. And due to their size and youth, they kind of have to right now. So you have to be careful you don't get screened off and you don't take bad angles and you don't run upfield. And they can trap you and counter you and reverse you and hit boot passes. So they can turn it into a finesse game, and we have to, you know, kind of keep them between the tackles and keep them in the box and play the way we want to play.
Best of luck against Santa Fe Trail in week one of the playoffs. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Coach Brooks Parta of the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Clinic, also by the Farmers State Bank, and by Boomer's Steakhouse.